content discussed on this show is not necessarily the opinion of the cast of Spiritually Raw, and topics quite often are for mature audiences only. So, if you happen to have your 13-year-old listening in,
all right, everybody, how you doing? And welcome to Spiracy Raw. Thank you very, very, very much. If you'd like to check us out, you can tune in on BBS Radio every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, and amongst about 100 different other networks that the show is aired on. Speaking of the show being aired on, if you like Spiritually Raw, you are definitely going to love Spiritually Raw Uncensored. Yes. So that's going to be coming up on Patreon, and we'll be giving you more information out there. But do be checking in with Patreon to look for Spiritually Raw Uncensored. You're going to love it. So anyway, with that being said, we got another great guest today, yeah?
Actually, we sure do. We are on episode number, lucky number 333 today, episode 333. The smart guy's way to creating our reality. And our guest today is Anthony DeNino. He is a keynote and motivational speaker, workshop trainer, and consultant. Anthony DeNino is also known as the, quote, smart guy. Not such a bad thing to be known by. He says success means acquiring the right thoughts. Anthony is the founder of The Core Project, Creating Our Reality, and he's also the co-developer of, he's the president of Core, Creating Our Reality, and the co-developer of The Core Project, which is a 7 to 16 week self-esteem social skill building curriculum for kids and teens utilizing in teen courts, schools, community-based programs in North Carolina, Virginia, and California. He's got quite an extensive list of clients. Let me tell you something. Taco Bell, the Aerospace, National Partner for Juvenile Services, CBS Radio, Speedway Motors, just to name a few. Anthony DeNino is the author of The Power of Giving and Gratitude.
Wow. Welcome, Anthony.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It's great to be on, and it's certainly an honor to be with you both today.
Oh, yeah. Likewise, man. That's one hell of a resume. So you are a smart guy. So what's your secret sauce, Mr. Smart Guy, to creating our reality?
So to be clear, SMART's an acronym, as you mentioned, April. Yeah. And quite frankly, it's at the heart and soul of what I believe as an individual and, of course, as a speaker as well. But essentially, it stands for success means acquiring right thoughts, because I fully believe that with the right way of thinking, and here's the key, guys, taking action, you will, without exception, be able to create your reality. So that's my little moniker that I was encouraged to come up.
So when you take a look at that, and on the surface, I get where you're going with that, and it does sound good, but, you know, you have these people with all these negative or sinister intentions, you know, that are financially successful out there. You know, what do you say to those people?
You know, I say a couple of things. One is congratulations on your success. I think that's fantastic. But secondly, you know, creating our reality and the whole smart and smart guy thing is really about a mindset. I fully believe, like I said, that, you know, when you, let me start that over. I believe that when you really have the right, mindset going forward in terms of your positiveness, your willingness to help others, willingness to make a difference in life, I really think that that defines who you are as a person, as a business person. So to me, really, success, you know, isn't just measured by dollars and cents. It's really tied into the life you live and the way you lead it.
How long have you been doing this for, Anthony?
I actually started speaking back in 2008. And ultimately, I started my own company back on June 6th, 2014. So it was a very, very big day for me and something I haven't looked back on since.
Yeah, and what was the tip?
What was the catalyst to get you to that? Well, first of all, what did you do before? And then how did you get to where you are now?
Yeah, I did a lot before, a lot of different things. I was in pharmaceutical sales. I worked in professional baseball. I was in medical sales. I was in insurance, banking. So have a, you know, quite a diverse, I guess, background in terms of my you know, sales and management, marketing experiences. And really, the tipping point for me, it came down to I just had enough. I was frustrated with the last few jobs that I'd had, and kind of set me towards realizing that, you know what, I really want to enjoy the rest of my life. And I know I have to work, and that's great, but I really want to enjoy what I'm doing. And so ultimately, I decided it was time, and I went out on my own, started my own company.
Good for you, man. Good for you.
So, the American dream.
So when you take a look at, like, today, like, all these things going on, and for those people that are going to be listening to this in the future, when you hear this, all this, what is it, COVID-19 kind of thing, how do you find people's perspective on how they're handling it? What advice would you give to them, businesses that are going through, you know, these things right now? How would you
this
help
crazy transition
them, their thought process?
Yeah, it's such a challenge on so many different levels. And it's funny, doing what I do, obviously, there aren't many conferences these days. Not a lot of companies are bringing people in from the outside. So, you know, what do I do, and how do I, you know, still be effective and try to help people, you know, with the way that I, you know, conduct my business? And really, what I talk about, you know, with different friends and associates is, number one, in terms of business, keep the lines of communication open with your employees. Really, actually increase the lines of communication. Because when we're home, I don't know about you guys, I know, but when I'm home and, you know, I'm busy, but I'm not slam-packed busy, my mind tends to wander. And wow, it usually doesn't wander in a positive direction. So I think by increasing, you know, communication that you have with your employees, letting them know, you know, of course, about business, but also take the time to let them know that you care and you really are interested in them and who they are. I know a few different industries, they're concerned about their people not coming back. So how do you overcome that? And, you know, really, to me, again, it starts with keeping your employees informed, educated, give them an idea. You don't have to, you know, tell them every little detail about, you know, business and the company, but keep them informed and invested in what it is that you're going to do once we're past this, what you're trying to do now to keep people engaged. And offer ideas up and, you know, let them contribute and be a part of it. We all want to feel empowered in what we do. And I really think it's up to companies, whether you're a small company or a major corporation, to stay invested in your employees.
All right, right on.
So where do you think it's going to go from here?
What's the new normal?
The new normal, I think, is going to be paved with a good amount of precaution. not just in, you know, the obvious things in terms of, you know, washing our hands and being aware of what's around us, but just understanding that, you know, in terms of a new normal, we just have to be, you know, I hate to use a, you know, what might be a tired phrase from, you know, 9/11, but just vigilant and aware of what's going on around us. And I think you'll find that the new normal actually means a lot more what we're doing, Skyping and Zoom and different, you know, visual meetups and meetings like that. We always want to, I think before we get back to where we were, we're going to have to take gradual steps to get there.
Yeah, it sounds
that makes sense. That definitely...
So take me through a day prior COVID-19, if you would, that, you know, was for you. So when a client does bring you on, so what if, you know, help us to, if I can paint that picture, if you can paint that picture for us. So what exactly would you be working with them on, and how, and, you know, it looks like you got some high level clients, and, you know, is that your core market there? Would you be working with other small businesses? How does that shake out?
Yeah, currently I work with a few smaller businesses as well as nonprofit organizations. What's hurt me, of course, are those different opportunities and those larger opportunities in terms of different conferences and different companies bringing me in, you know, to work with their employees. But currently, you know, what I'm working on now are a few different things. I've been fortunate to still keep the relationship with my clients. So thank you very much to them for that.
Yep. And thank you, Anthony's clients.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I said, thank you, Anthony's clients. There you go.
Yes, thank you, thank you, thank you. I certainly appreciate that. But I'm working on with them now in terms of a lot of social media and a lot of, you know, keeping their name prevalent and helping their clients and employees to realize how important they still are, even during this time, and to take care of themselves and to let them know and feel confident that we'll still be here, you know, once we get through this whole situation.
All right, hang tight. We got to take a break real quick,
good
everybody,
advice.
And we're going to find out when we get back what The Power of Giving and Gratitude, Anthony's book's about, and much more. So hang tight.
Sherian Shara, medical intuitive, international best-selling author, creator of the Anshara Method. So within 10 minutes or less, you begin to resolve and dissolve the root cause of the painful symptoms that you have an issue with. How? A unique process that unlocks deep-seated emotional pain, stress, and trauma by facilitating the release of core issues that reside within the body. Sherry's clients discover that healing does not take a long time at all when Sherry Anshara gets to the core of why the issue started. So get the clarity to heal yourself, your relationships, and live the best life ever. Go to sherryanshara.com to schedule an appointment or for more information. That's sherryanshara.com. It is my pleasure to introduce you to Billie Jean, certified in NLP and Reiki Master. Billie Jean's unique approach to drumming and native healing, as well as her coaching and mentoring, provides a deep healing in animals and humans. It is Billie Jean's mission to connect you to Mother Earth, because really, isn't that what it's all about? You will notice a tremendous difference in the spirit energy around you immediately following your session with Billie Jean. So to book your session or for rates, contact Billie Jean at spiritwalker5678@gmail.com. And that's Billie Jean at spiritwalker5678@gmail.com.
All right, everybody, and welcome back to Spiritually Raw. We are with Anthony. Is it Danino, Anthony?
Yes, it is.
Danino, okay, so I'll make sure you're pronouncing your name. Okay, so you're the author of The Power of Giving and Gratitude. So in the midst of all of this, you're also an author. So number one is, give us a scope or a bird's eye view of what that book's about.
Yeah, so The Power of Giving and Gratitude is the title, you know, pretty much says it all right. In terms of what the topics are discussed. But essentially, yeah, for those folks who enjoy books that have the genres of self-help and spirituality, motivation, inspiration. Yeah, this book I feel is for you, because as we touch on giving and gratitude and really talk about it in depthly, I also cite a number of medical, physical, psychological type studies in the book that really give credence to the fact that when you live a life based, or centered around giving and gratitude, there are really just so many different benefits that you'll attain from it. And so for those people who enjoy that genre, and really, what I talk about too is companies and nonprofit organizations. I ask them to think about this book. Don't get me wrong, I want to sell books and I want to sell a lot of books, and that's all understood. But really, from the point of view of companies sending a message to their employees and sending a message to their clients about their values and about their virtues. Yes, a book like this, it retails under $10. It's great investment, I think, to make, like I said, for your employees and even, to a different scale, to your clients.
I want to circle back with you when you talk about employees. Now, is that the scope? So when a company hires you, do they bring you in to work with your employees? What does that look like? Are you bringing them all into a meeting room? And, what exactly goes on there?
Yeah, it varies, actually. So, yes, a lot of times it will be in a meeting type room, and we'll talk on topics including communication, which I touched on earlier, leadership, sales and marketing. I'm big in terms of corporate culture or workplace environment. And one of the things I always like to tell prospective clients is that everything I do in terms of a workshop, in terms of training, in terms of a speech, I customize it and specifically write it just for that client. So there'll be consistent elements to my talks. For example, you'll hear about being smart and the smart guy. You'll also always hear about perspective, because I think that's such a big thing in everything that we do. But all the work that I do is customized to meet that client's specific needs.
So I know you came across a lot of different case studies when you wrote your book.
Yeah.
Where did you, were they client stories? Are they personal stories?
Yeah, good question. It's a couple. It falls into both categories, really. When I was writing the book, I actually put out a message on social media, letting people know I was writing a book and asked them to send me, their best stories about a situation where somebody gave or a company did, or there was a momentous occasion in their life that revolved around giving. And I got some good feedback from people from different parts of the country, which was really exciting. I also take my own personal stories and experiences that I have in life. I mix in some names and industries that people will know more about, from just picking up the book. But really, it's a combination of storytelling, mixing in a lot of facts to back up things that I claim in the book as far as what the power of giving and gratitude means. And I try to work in a little bit of a subtle sense of humor that I hope people get and enjoy, which will make it a little bit easier to read as well.
So tell us, as we get down to closing to the end of the show here, can you tell us, like, from your perspective and the types of work that you do, what's your favorite part? So what's your sweet spot in your business that you do with, that you like the best?
Ooh, thanks for asking that question. I was thinking about that prior to coming on. And, it's really funny because I really get involved. I really get engaged in who my client is. So if I'm working, for example, on training, that's really my exciting part. If it's working one-on-one or consulting, I really enjoy that. But if you're going to pin me down, I guess what I really get the biggest rush out of and what I really, really enjoy the most is getting up in front of, tens or hundreds or more people in a room who, when you look out at them and they're all looking at you, you see a lot of skeptical faces. You see a lot of arms crossed and maybe some doubt, who's this guy and what's he going to say and all this kind of stuff. But the biggest pleasure and the biggest rush is turning those people into fans and getting them excited about what they're hearing. And ultimately to be able to take back, some of the things that I talk about into their lives, professionally and personally. So I guess I would have to say it's in standing in front of people and really trying to make a positive impact in their lives.
All right, Anthony Danino, everybody. So, Anthony, before you love and leave us, what would you like to share with our audience, how they can get a hold of you, some parting words to us?
Yeah, thanks. Thanks so much for the opportunity. Guys, I got to tell you, I really, really enjoy you both, and thank you so much for the opportunity.
Oh, likewise, brother. Thank you, man. Thank you.
Yeah. But in terms of getting in touch with me, a couple of ways. One is through my website, which is creatingourreality.com. You could also email me if you'd like to take it to a next step and you want to learn some more, ask some questions. It is creatingourreality@gmail.com. And, really, I would just really, really appreciative of hearing from people. I love your thoughts. And if they're different than mine, that's even better. I love the discussion. I love the opportunity to just have a conversation with people. And, again, please reach out to me at my website. You can learn about the book there and how to order it. It's available through my publisher right now, Ozark Mountain Publishing. And again, I'd love to hear from people and appreciate the opportunity to be on today, guys.
There you go, right on.
Aw, thank you. Likewise.
Buy the book, everybody. He's a nice guy, and he said it's under $10, so buy it.
Anthony Danino, that's DENINO.
All right, everybody. I hope you enjoyed today's show, because we most certainly did on this end.
Together, we will turn the key to global harmony and create a unified world. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in, and remember, tune in often. Tell all your friends, and most importantly, may all your dreams come true. Many blessings. I wonder.
that you want to know what is. Do we really exist? Is life but a flame? A star burning out is the same. Look up and I see. Things have changed for me. I look up and I feel the ceiling has rearranged. Look up and I hear the dolphins cry. I look up and I just don't know why.